The duty warden has authorized me to make the announcements today, and we'll be very brief. In context, one of the ministries that we offer at this church is the ministry of pastoral care. And we have a number of pastoral visitors. And so if you know of anyone, we have a regular routine, but if you know of anyone who can use a visit, please do not hesitate to let us know. Maggie will be visiting Joan Tiem Phuc today, and she'll be taking communion. So we're going to send Maggie out with our prayers and with our blessings. Gracious and loving God, you've chosen us all to be your disciples, and you've called us to various ministries within the church. We thank you for Margie and her ministry of pastoral care. We pray that as she visits Joan today and administers Holy Communion, that you'd continue to bless them both. Be with this church as we endeavor to live according to your will and invigorate our faith, and bless us all today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for your ministry, Margie, and all the best as you visit Joan on behalf of the parish. I'm glad that you're here. I know that the weather is quite tempting, so I'm glad that you made the choice to be with us today. Thanks for coming. Have an amazing week. There's one notice that I would like to draw to your attention, and if I'm moving too fast, please slow me down. And that is the notice about the Ethics and Boundaries Workshop that's taking place here on July the 29th. It's a two-hour workshop, and it's specifically designed for people who deal with vulnerable individuals or for people who are in sensitive positions. It's mandatory for such individuals who have those ministries within the church. But in 30 seconds, I would like to share a very personal experience. If you have never, ever taken one of this type of workshop, and you work with vulnerable people or you work across gender lines, my advice is to come out and take the workshop. It's something that will help you to interact and to maintain boundaries for life. And it's especially important for people who work across gender lines and with people who are in vulnerable situations. So if you're interested in attending, whether or not you are in such a position in the church, please feel free to contact myself or the office, and please be here on July the 29th.